practice out of your game. You just have to go out and not worry about that next shoe falling. And I'm telling you right now, this team in many ways looks like a team that's scared. It just looks like they're young and they're inexperienced, which they weren't before. They were what? They were ballsy and didn't know any better, right? It's funny how 8 games later, 2 weeks later, whatever the time is, all of a sudden the narrative changes. But it can also change the other way. It can also change the other way. And the guy who we heard from, Bob Hartley's got to play a huge role in this right now.
Well, and this is kind of when you wonder if a day off yesterday in L.A. and an opportunity maybe to just kind of cool things down a little bit. And no, it didn't happen to work the last time they had a day off when they went into they lost in Chicago the last time they had the full day off on the road. So not saying that it's going to happen the same way, but if you're that group, you almost have to focus on, you know, just going out and playing loose. It's our final game before we get a 4-day break. Let's just go throw it all out there. And you know what? We might make some mistakes, but go out and play your game. Because I think even when Calgary was 9 games above .500, they were still making mistakes. Like, it wasn't as if they were playing completely mistake-free hockey. It's just that more often than not, the good things they were doing were giving them positive results, and they weren't getting bit by their things that were happening the other way. So just go back and play your game, and do it maybe with a tough to have a swagger when you've lost 8 in a row, but go out and play like it's your last game before you get a 4-day break.
So Dr. Rob would prescribe a distraction. I would prescribe a distraction. If I'm the leadership of this group right now, I'm doing something different. I'm changing something. I'm talking about way out there, Pat. I'm talking about, you know, you go down and you grab fresh fish, fresh anchovies from the pier, and you throw them in everybody's stall, and they come in. There's an anchovy sitting in their stall. Just something that makes you go, what's going on here? What, this has nothing to do with anything. And I've seen it work in the past. I've also seen people try it and it doesn't work. And then maybe that's an extreme. But you need to do something right now. You need to just shake, as you say, they had a day off yesterday. Shake up the system a little bit. Do something a little bit different. Roster-wise, we know there's going to be a couple of change, or a change anyway, because Josh Juris comes out of the lineup. Do we know who's back in?
Bolig's back in.
So Brandon Bolig comes back into the lineup. So how are they going to change up the centerman then?
So the centerman will be Monahan between Glenn Cross and Jones, so they're back together. Yep. Granlund will play with Hudler and Gaudreau, so Granlund's back with them. Colburn will be the third center. He'll play with Byron and Raymond, and then Stajan with Bulma and Bolig. So your four centers are Monahan, Granlund, Colburn, and Stajan.
And the most important line tonight, in your eyes?
Well, I think the most important line is the kind of reuniting of Monahan, Glenn Cross, and Jones, just because I think that they did so much good work together prior. And yet, I still think right now the line and the two players that are kind of teeing everything off of the Flames right now are Gaudreau and Hudler. They're the group. I mean, Gaudreau's been absolutely electric the last 2 weeks. I mean, seemingly every time he has the puck, something dangerous could come from it or does come from
it. How great is that? As bad as this team is going, one of the young guys has not seemed to fall victim to that.
I'm more impressed by Gaudreau because he's doing it while teams are playing him tougher. You have seen a noticeable change in the way opposition teams are defending Gaudreau. They're being physical on him. They're closing on him way quicker. They're doing everything in their power to not give him time and space, and he's still creating it. And to me, that's about as positive a sign as you can get, in that here's a guy who is in his first year in the NHL and has made an impact in the first 35 games or 36 games, and now he's being focused and keyed on, and he's still being effective. That, to me, is the real mark of a player who's matured.
The one noticeable thing for me is that when he gets, and you can see it, you know, BX's, those kind of guys, they're giving him that extra shot, right?
Yep.
They want to make him quit. You know, are you going to quit? And what I like about Gaudreau is he doesn't even give it that... He doesn't stare off the refs. He just doesn't give it time. He just gets up and he goes and does what he just doesn't seem to care. You know, if you want to sit there and lean on him and give him a couple of extra shots, and you know, and I know, Pat, we don't hear it, but they're just in his ear. They're just ripping him and you know, welcome to the NHL moments after. And he just doesn't respond. He skates away. And there's guys on this team, and there's guys who've been on this team, that every time something bad happened to them, they're giving the death stare to the referee and chirping. That's not him. I think that bodes well moving forward, man. If you got that kind of composure, that speaks volumes of where you're going.
Yeah, and he's been a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, he was a big obviously a big part of making that goal happen because he scored it. But, you know, before that, he was a big part in making that play happen because he passes to Hudler, gets himself open. And even though, you know, Miller might want to have it back because it beat him clean to the five hole, still a heck of a shot and a quality scoring opportunity. So, yeah, right now, Gaudreau has been, and Hudler's right there with him because Hudler's been extremely consistently dangerous as well. Those two together on a line, they've found something.
The correct answer to my question, in my own mind, was the Colburn, Mason Raymond, Paul Byron line.
Well, that's the most of a...
I think it is, because I think if they can get going, if, you know, we saw a little bit from Paul Byron in the last game. Joe Colburn has had glimpses and flashes and has been consistent, and we all know the cliff that Mason Raymond has fallen off of since coming back from his injury. Boy, if that line can all of a sudden give you some quality minutes, you know what you're getting out of, you know, the Gaudreau-Hudler combination. I don't think Granlund's going to hurt them that much. Monahan, Jones, and Glencross do have already built-in chemistry. I really think that's one of the most important lines tonight. You can't beat the LA Kings with one line. You have to have other lines going.
Well, I think Mason Raymond has the potential to be one of the biggest X factors on this team, maybe getting out of this skid right now. Because
don't you think?
If he can be an effective player, which we really haven't seen in the five or six games he's been back since injury, he's been extremely ineffective, and not just ineffective, but he's been hurtful to the team. Like, he's been a detriment to what they're trying to do. If he can get back to playing the type of hockey that, you know, he was playing at times before his injury where he missed 18, then all of a sudden that gives the Flames some added depth and another scoring threat when it comes to their depth chart. Because right now, I mean, who are the scoring threats on this team right now on a consistent basis? Jones seems to be doing things
like
on a
Jones's
somewhat regular
game,
basis. Obviously, Gaudreau, Hudler, Monahan has had some opportunities.
And
big stop
in
by Miller, and then your defense. But forward-wise, it drops off after those four guys right now. I mean, Glencross has been kind of off and on productive. He's you know, put up points, but hasn't necessarily been that impact guy every single game. So he's kind of been inconsistent in that respect, and it kind of drops off from
there. I'm still looking for like a two-goal game from Curtis Glencross, you know, one of his signature games. I'm not sure we've seen one of his signature games. And that, you know, goes back to what we were talking about earlier on in the season. It was a great story, the defense scoring. But you can't lean on, you know, there's a reason why historically nobody's ever really, you know, outside of Bobby Orr and the Boston Bruins, but that was a special case. Nobody really leans on their back end for all of their offense. Let's take a break. When we come back, it's just good timing more than anything. The Calgary Flames taking on the LA Kings, just as the LA Kings' best players averaging 3 points a game. What bad can possibly come of that? Live at Shanks, Crowfoot Terrace in the Northwest. Our final stop here for a Flames game in the regular season, but you should still keep coming here and take in the action. It's going to be a fun night, no doubt. Always is when the Calgary Flames and the LA Kings meet. We have warm-up for you at 7:30. Anything special on warm-up tonight?
Peter Labardius is going to
Christmas
sing All I Want for Christmas is You.
Oh, really? Yeah, kind of the Mariah Carey version.
Mariah Carey version.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I'll be tuning in. What time? Or... is this appointment listening, or just you're not going to tell us?
I make an appointment at 7:35 for Peter Labardius' rendition of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas is You.
Just, I could care less about the score now. Really,
all that matters at this
all
point.
All that matters. We'll take a break and come back with more. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Home for the Flames, Hitmen, Blue Jays, and more. Get your play-by-play right here. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Other truck companies tried to tell me they had good deals on trucks, but their trucks didn't have best-in-class payload. So I bought a Ford F-150 instead, because I live in a crazy world where people, you know, load stuff into pickup trucks.
Unlike the other guys, at Ford you get a deal you want and a truck you want to. Get as low as 0% purchase financing for up to 72 months, or great year-end truck cash on most new 2014 F-150 models. Plus, now get an additional $750 holiday bonus towards most new 2014 vehicles. Hurry, the Ford year-end pricing truck clear out ends January 2nd. See Ford.ca for details.
OMG. You haven't even started your Christmas shopping yet. Well, here's something to make you LOL. Visions Electronics last-minute Christmas savings. Perfect family Christmas presents, priced so low you'll ROTFL. But you better get in ASAP, because you don't want to put off Christmas shopping one more minute, or you'll be DOA if you KWIM. Know what I mean. I just made that one up. Last-minute gift ideas are waiting at Visions Electronics. They'll save you money. They'll save your Christmas.
Hi, I'm Theron Fleury. Hockey is more than goals and stats. It's about experiencing the game. This Christmas, give her more than a gift. Give her the Winter Wonderful Spa Package from Swizzle Sticks Salon Spa. An aroma, wellness massage, and spa pedicure for just $199. A savings of $43. The Winter Wonderful Spa Package from Swizzle Sticks Salon Spa. It's more than a gift, it's an experience.
Visit Swizzle Sticks Salon Spa in the heart of Kensington or swizzlesticks.com.
How Bell makes getting a phone better.
Tyler asks,
I'm looking for a new phone. Any suggestions?
Well, actually, Bell has super phones from all the best brands, some for as low as $0. Plus, you'll be on Canada's largest LTE network with speeds that are up to 45% faster than before. So you can do more of what you love.
Yeah, like Instagramming my cat sleeping.
Exactly.
Right now, get amazing deals on amazing superphones. Visit a Bell store for details. Bell, getting a phone just got better.
Put your heat to better use with an Arctic Spa from Paradise Bay. Arctic Spa's free heat system is all about using the heat your tub creates to heat the water and not the great outdoors. Whether it's extra insulation or using the heat from the pump to warm the tub, the free heat system will save you money. Arctic Spa's, built in Alberta, sold at Paradise Bay, now open in their new location on 12th Street Southeast, just two doors down from Trail Appliances. Visit GoParadiseBay.com.
The Calgary Roughnecks captivated the city during a thrilling 2014 season. And now, you can join the fun by purchasing your 2015 season ticket for as low as $263. Visit CalgaryRoughnecks.com. Calgary Roughnecks. Come for the party, stay for the game.
Remember video stores? Weren't they great? The way the good stuff was always rented. Late fees, overpriced licorice. Okay, maybe they weren't so hot, but they had one thing going for them. People. Actual people with expert opinions of what's good. They're the inspiration behind Show Me, Canada's new way to enjoy hand-picked collections, great movies, and exclusive TV hits you won't find on any other subscription streaming service. It's for people who want to see what's good, made by experts who've seen it all. Show Me what's good.
Winter's brought the snow back to town early this year, and it's time for a set of winter tires. Right now. That's where Quick Lane Tire and Auto comes in. Get same-day service and installation with no appointment, and choose from a huge selection of winter tires from all major manufacturers. Ask about other winter-ready options like heated seats, mirrors, and remote starters. Quick Lane Tire and Auto at the new Okotoks Ford, 10 minutes south of Calgary in the heart of Okotoks, or at OkotoksFord.com.
Ugh, this car payment is driving me crazy. Ugh, it's way too much.
What are you paying?
Whoa,
isn't your car 6 years old?
Yeah, thanks.
Here at Country Hills Toyota during our year-end countdown, we'll take your old car on trade and get you into a new car with special rates and lower your payment. From December 17th to 31st, come visit our showroom or apply online for special financing. Visit chtoyota.com to lower your payment. Your automotive family for life, Country Hills Toyota Scion.
The hottest New Year's party returns to city. It's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest 2015. Don't miss 5 awesome hours of legendary performances featuring Taylor Swift, Elton John, Florida Georgia Line, Magic, and more. And you can watch live wherever you're celebrating, on city, online, or on the city video app. Ring in the new year with the hottest stars. Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest 2015. 9 Wednesday, December 31st on city.
When it comes to Chariot Express, I guess you could say we're a specialized trucking company. Whether it's as simple as delivering a skid of construction materials to a safety-compliant work site or lifting 2-ton concrete barriers on or off Stony Trail, we've got you covered. With everything from 35-ton crane trucks to a safety-trained team of light-duty delivery trucks and everything in between, there's nothing Chariot Express can't do. Chariot Express, moving at the speed of Calgary. Visit ChariotExpress.com.
Unlock your creative vision with the Canon EOS 6D DSLR from Memory Express. This powerful professional camera comes with high-quality design features like a full-frame 20.2 megapixel CMOS sensor and a Digic 5 Plus processor to make taking crisp, perfectly lit pictures and movies easy. Plus, the Canon EOS 6D's built-in Wi-Fi transfers directly. Get your Canon EOS 6D today at 3 Calgary locations or MemoryExpress.com.
Memory Express.
At Cam Clark Ford, with so much choice, you get a deal you want and the vehicle you want to. Visit us during the Ford year-end pricing clearout for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See Ford.ca for details. Get a 2014 F-150 Super Crew 4x4 for 10 grand. Don't have 10 grand? Pay $3,700 down, $199 a month, or equivalent trade and drive. Cam Clark Ford in Airdrie, Olds, and Red Deer. Your number one Ford retail dealer in Western Canada. CamClarkFord.com.
Right now at Kudo, you can get a Nexus 5 for $0 plus a $50 bonus gift. Which means it's time to update my wish list. Nexus 5? Check. $50 bonus gift? Check. That just leaves the soap on the rope and some new light bulbs for my tanning bed. Industrial strength. Hurry in for a Nexus 5 for $0 plus a $50 bonus gift. Offer ends December 31st. Some conditions apply. See store for details.
United Fabrication is a leader in the manufacturing of custom equipment for the oil and gas industry. From production tanks and mud systems to drilling rig fabrication, United has a highly efficient fabrication facility to meet your specific needs and pass cost savings on to you. A commitment of excellence is the business standard for every one of United Fabrication's clients. United Fabrication, your single source equipment fabrication solution for the oil and gas industry. Learn more at unitedfab.ca.
Remember video store clerks? Usually kind of pale, artsy, glasses, seen everything ever made, maybe a little judgy when you rented Robot Hustle 4, but it was done out of love. Yeah, experts. We kind of miss them. They're the inspiration behind Show Me, Canada's new way to enjoy hand-picked collections, great movies, and exclusive TV hits you won't find on any other subscription streaming service. It's for people who want to see what's good, made by experts who've seen it all. Show Me what's good.
It's the Boxing Day event at Fido, and we're dropping the price on some hot phones. Right now, with the two-year Tab 24 agreement on a smart plan, the Samsung Galaxy S4 is $0, the Nexus 5, $0, and the Nokia Lumia 830, you got it, $0. Hurry in to get your hands on an awesome phone for less. The Boxing Day event at Fido ends January 5th. Visit a Fido store today and check out our other great $0 phones with select two-year Tab 24 agreements. Conditions apply.
If it's on the 200 by 85, it's right here first. Calgary's home for the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Josh woke up yesterday morning with lots of pain, and the foot is okay, as we saw in the game against Vancouver, but the upper body injury will keep him out of tonight's game, and we'll know more probably when we'll get back to Calgary.
Kerr Steinberg, The Big Show, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
That's Bob Hartley, no Josh Juris tonight as the Calgary Flames take on the LA Kings. Can I call an audible? You want to talk about that?
We can, sure.
I think it's very significant.
Yeah.
News coming out today that UFC is going to jump ship, if you will. Their carrier in Canada, Sportsnet, had a long-time relationship, Pat, with the UFC. And now, as of the 2015, going over to TSN. Now, from the outside, my immediate response to that is a lot of things got kind of pushed to the side once the NHL deal got done by Sportsnet. Yep. And TSN now, with all of these channels, is looking for content. But I'm thinking way back, did we not have a conversation about this at one point, that Sportsnet right from the get-go was always supportive of UFC, and UFC was always supportive of Sportsnet? There was kind of a relationship beyond the dollars and cents.
Yeah, and it had gone on for, that's what, 7-8 years they had a relationship, and Showdown Joe was able to kind of build himself into one of the foremost authorities on the sport, not just in this country, but around the world. So that, I mean, it's not surprising, knowing the current climate of television and knowing the way things are going, because I think that Rogers is only going to, and our parent company is only going to push out more NHL coverage as this deal goes along, and they're going to need to utilize their channels even more. And I know that there had been times, specifically on Saturdays, when putting some of the fight cards that they usually would have put on
right.
had been difficult because they had NHL games slotted
tiered
in.
Tiered everywhere,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, and knowing that TSN went from two channels to five channels in the snap of a finger, you know, they needed content. So they went out and they got it done with, I believe, with the Premier League, and they did a huge football deal.
Yeah.
And they just signed a National Lacrosse League deal today, and now they've done this to bring the Ultimate Fighting Championship. So TSN, RDS, and the Fight Network are all going to team up and put this coverage on in a multi-year deal starting in a couple weeks here.
What are they getting? I mean, not necessarily the specifics, because I'm sure it's a multi-layered package, but what's the product they're picking up? And the reason I ask this is a couple of years ago when we went kind of through our restructuring around here, you know, Sportsnet was, you know, UFC was a big part of Sportsnet's future. Mm-hmm. Like, they, you know, they filled a lot of programming blocks. Yes, there was no National Hockey League national package that time. But everybody seemed, and I want to say 6 or 7 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, everybody seemed so bullish on the product at that time. What is TSN getting on the high? Are they buying on the low? What are we getting here in the UFC?
I'm not sure. Like, I think that certainly TSN probably positioned themselves and Bell probably positioned themselves as, you know, hey, this is something that we really want to invest in.
Right.
As soon as things changed over and as soon as the announcement was made that the NHL national package is coming to Rogers, I think that probably TSN started on the offensive on a number of other areas.
Right.
I was a little surprised that we kept the junior hockey rights, that the Memorial Cup and our Friday night hockey package with the CHL continued, because I thought TSN and Bell would go hard after that and try and bring, because that's for the longest time what Rogers did was,
sure.
Okay, we don't have national NHL, but look, we're bringing you national junior hockey. So I would imagine that this does not come on the cheap. I would imagine that the UFC said, well, no, we've got to partner with Sportsnet. And even if they, you know, were thrilled with things, they probably took the position of strength and the high ground and said, no, blow us away here or else we'll just go and re-up with the deal that we had before.
Because we both know how this works. You know, TSN's release is going to tell about, you know, the strength of the product and the reach and everything. Meanwhile, our shop is probably going to go, well, you know, we liked it, but it was slipping. That's, you know, the same thing happened at the NHL deal. You know, there was some stuff that came out of TSN. Wow, you know, it's not that big a deal. You know, the spurned lover and the you know, the new best friend sort of thing. I just want to know about the product because, and we've had this conversation for a long time now about whether it's too watered down, whether or not there's enough stars. The one intriguing factor to me on this, because it's a Canadian deal, is the return of George St. Pierre. And does that maybe give them a bump that maybe Sportsnet has been missing the last couple of years since he has not been around and active?
Yeah, and that could be huge because, I mean, it sounds like it's going to happen at some point in 2015. He'll return to action and not exactly sure when at this point. And you know, there's a couple to kick off the coverage. There's two really good cards. So there's the 182 card that comes up at the beginning of the month with John Jones and Daniel Cormier. And then Anderson Silva at the end of January makes his much anticipated return, and it looks like TSN is going to be broadcasting all of the major live events. So that would be the UFC on Fox cards and a lot of the
not the pay-per-views.
Just the major free live events. Yep. TSN will be broadcasting. They're going to do the Ultimate Fighter. They're going to do the pay-per-view prelim. So basically, TSN is going to do the same thing that Sportsnet did. The Fight Network is going to take over with a lot of the UFC Fight Night events from around the world.
The stuff that was on 360?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they're going to be able to do a little bit more on the Fight Network just because there's a little bit more programming time there, and so maybe some of the stuff that
but nowhere
wasn't
near the penetration
before.
Though.
No, nowhere near. So that's why I think they're going to put some of the more secondary cards on the Fight Network.
Yeah. Wow. I think it's significant. It to me, the property has always been intriguing, and it's always been a challenging property because it came in. I don't want to say it barnstormed because that's not, you know. That's not true. You go back to the original UFCs, and it took a while for it to catch on. But it did run red hot here about 3 years ago, the peak.
the Peyton
to what we've seen so
probably, far. I would say they were, even when they came to Calgary in 2012, they were probably already on the kind of downslope in terms of when. But it was kind of right before then, you know, when the Toronto card in, I guess that would have been April 2011, when they did the card at Rogers Centre, in and around there when they were kind of first doing their Montreal cards in 2009, 2010, around there.
Right.
Brock Lesnar, George St. Pierre at his height, you know, Chuck Liddell was still there, Randy Couture was still there. That was kind of the peak years of the UFC, and they're probably making more money now than they did then, but in terms of the overall buzz, I think there was more buzz about it then, and that's when they hooked a lot of the fans that are still fans now.
Well, and I don't think it's one of these fly-by-night operations. I don't think that at all. I got to be honest with you, what intrigues me the most is what they do in the interim, but within 10 years, within the next decade, I believe you're going to have a generation coming up that found it early, and this is their sport, mm-hmm. right? The kids that are just starting to go to dojos or just starting to get into the octagon or just starting wrestling now. It's, to me, it's what happens in all sports. I mean, you look at what's happening in basketball in our country, the development that's come out of the Raptors' success and their growth in Ontario, and we're seeing that. I can only imagine within the next decade there will be another push, surge, if you will, of athletes who come out of that. You know, the kids that saw George St. Pierre and were inspired, or Brock Lesnar were inspired, or whatever, they're coming. And to me, it's not a matter of treading water. I think it's a viable operation, but I do believe there's another surge potentially down the road.
Well, and I think that this is a big year for the Ultimate Fighting Championship. How do they capitalize on the buzz of some of these returning stars? Like, Anderson Silva coming back is a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big superstar and was one of the main pay-per-view draws for the company for so long. And he goes down with just an absolutely horrific injury,
right.
and it's been a long road back. So that George St. Pierre's pending return, you know, you still have some pretty marketable stars, and how do you maybe make them even bigger stars like Jon Jones, like Ronda Rousey? There's some real interesting challenges that the UFC has ahead, but I think there's a big opportunity in 2015.
Well, and the CM Punk signing has certainly gotten them mainstream media attention like they haven't had in a while. Right, ESPN interviews. I see he did the circuit last week. Didn't get along with everybody, but he did the circuit last week. But that, as anybody will tell you, any publicity is good publicity. I'm just curious what we gave up today and what TSN's got.
I think that everything got pushed to the side when the NHL deal became a reality. And I think that when we went in and negotiated with Gary Bettman, we said, look, it's going to be number one priority. Everything takes a back seat. And you know, for the longest time, they positioned themselves with all the channels. And
the one thing I will say, and this is Rob Kerr saying it, not Pat Steinberg, so I alone take the damage on this. Then explain to me why on Thursday nights they're burying a hockey game up the dial. Because that's, you're either in, you're out. And I get
Thursday Night Football, right?
And I get it, and every once in a while there's a national game on 360, but your regional coverage, either you're in or you're out. And again, I said that, no, not anybody else. There's a lot of things you have to work through here. It's an intriguing land. I was sitting there yesterday looking at TSN's, just going through the channel guide. And they had four channels with the same NFL game on. Someday somebody's going to have to explain to me the value in that.
And that's why I think that they it was kind of, I believe, much like us for the longest time, it was a preemptive strike for something. And I think that, you know, the higher ups here, we acquired 360 and we launched Sportsnet One and we had the four regional channels and we started to kind of position it so that down the road, we could bring a proposal to the NHL like we did, and we ended up hitting a home run on and bringing it in. And I think that's whether it's being poised for a future run for the NHL, for TSN, whether they're being poised for something else, I think it's a preemptive strike once again, where they're willing to take the jokes about, hey, you're playing the same football game on five channels for a year or so until they start to fill out their lineup, and might as well get it done now, have them up and running, so that when they do have what they want to have on, when they have all this tiered programming, they can kind of hit the ground running on it.
Well, understand, though, it solves the one problem I was just talking about. It solves, you know, places like Winnipeg where you know, the Jets games on TSN were like the Flames games on the companion channel. They're buried up the dial. They're now on a TSN channel. So I get that part. It's just every, you know, and it, I guess it has more to do with the same games on CTV. It's on TSN. It's on six, you know, seven, eight channels that, you know, we have. It's the old Bruce Springsteen song, whatever, 51 channels and nothing on. And one last one. Is there a potential here for, can they do their own programming? Or will they just
said, it says that there's original programming there is, involved in it. Now, I don't know what that exactly is going to be. Like, we did original programming. We did an hour's show. Like, we did UFC Central.
But didn't it kind of wrap up here in the last little while?
Yes, and I think that was another indication that it was probably coming to an end. But, I think that for the longest time, we, especially when we signed that latest UFC deal, we did our own, we being Sportsnet and Rogers.
I think you had a hand in it.
Yeah, I was the executive producer.
Around here, you got to do different things.
Yeah, producer, you got to write.
But overtime?
They did the UFC Central programming, so I wonder if that's as simple as what original programming is, or if they do more in-depth stuff. They're going to carry the Ultimate Fighter, so that's going to continue to have a Canadian home and all of that. So, yeah, pretty significant news today.
Calgary Flames and the LA Kings, that's where I wanted to go. That's where we will go when we come back. Flames taking on a Los Angeles team with a red-hot Kopitar. And you know what they say, when you've got a red-hot Kopitar, there's nothing that can stop you. If your Kopitar is red-hot, you're unstoppable. Live at Shanks, Crowfoot Terrace in the Northwest, Calgary Flames hockey's found right here. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boudreau brings through, makes a great move, shoots, and he scores! What a shot by Johnny Hockey!
Calgary Flames Radio.
Brody to Giordano, and he scores!
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Happy holidays from the entire staff of Calgary Flames Radio. We have one more game for you before Christmas. It's a trip to Los Angeles for the Flames as they take on the Stanley Cup champs. Pre-game is late at 7:30. Play-by-play of the Flames and Kings goes at 8:30 p.m.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice.
Hi, this is Mark Giordano. Catch every game all season long on Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Rebuilt Homes and United Fabrication.
At Cam Clark Ford, with so much choice, you get a deal you want and the vehicle you want to. Visit us during the Ford year-end pricing clear-out for great year-end offers on our most innovative lineup of vehicles like the Focus, Edge, and F-150. See Ford.ca for details. Get a 2014 F-150 Super Crew 4x4 for $10,000. Don't have $10,000? Pay $3,700 down, $199 a month, or equivalent trade and drive. Cam Clark Ford in Airdrie, Olds, and Red Deer. Your number one Ford retail dealer in Western Canada. CamClarkFord.com.
It's the Boxing Day event at Fido, and we're dropping the price on some hot phones. Right now, with a two-year Tab 24 agreement on a smart plan, the Samsung Galaxy S4 is $0, the Nexus 5, $0, and the Nokia Lumia 830, you got it, $0. Hurry in to get your hands on an awesome phone for less. The Boxing Day event at Fido ends January 5th. Visit a Fido store today and check out our other great $0 phones with select two-year Tab 24 agreements. Conditions apply.
Shanks Sports Grill is more than just big screens and big games. Shanks is your everyday gathering place for great times. Whether it's a company team-building event or a personal occasion, Shanks expert event planners will take care of all the details from start to finish. All you have to do is set the date, arrive with your coworkers or friends, and bring your enthusiasm for fun. Book your event today. Shanks North, 103 Crowfoot Terrace, and Shanks South, 9627 McLeod Trail.
Ho, ho, ho! Jared here from Jack Carter's, Calgary's number one dealership for making dreams come true. I've got an all-wheel drive Equinox to put under the tree. No money down, zero security deposit, zero first payment. My gift to you, only $350 a month.
I want a pony!
How about a Trax? We've got lots of Traxes. No money down, zero security deposit, zero first payment, only $300 a month.
I want that pony!
Trigger? I need to sleep on it. We have Equinox and Trax to deliver. Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC. To the North Pole, Trigger!
Save big during Boxing Week at Tuxedo Source for Sports. Like hockey helmets and combos at up to 50% off and protective gear at up to 60% off. For over 54 years, Tuxedo delivers more than a good deal with expert advice, the proper fit, and some of the best prices and selection in Calgary. Tuxedo Source for Sports, 2520 Center Street North.
We know our stuff.
Could it be the best Jetta ever and the most rewarding? We think so.
Hi, Jim here from South Centre Volkswagen, South Calgary's VW dealer. The 2015 Jetta has arrived. An IIHS top safety pick. Check it out online. And it comes standard with Bluetooth and rear view camera for as little as $199 per month with zero down. See South Centre Volkswagen for details. South Centre Volkswagen, off Deerfoot Trail South at 24th Street Southeast, or online at southcentrevw.com.
Hey, it's Mark from Cal Tire. I'm standing here in our tire storage. That's right, Cal Tire offers tire storage. We got lots of space. So when you come in for low, everyday prices on tires, you won't have to worry about lugging any tires home because you can just store them here with us. It's perfect.
Tires don't belong in your home. Visit one of our 16 Calgary and area Cal Tire locations and ask about storage for your tires.
Remember video stores? Weren't they great? The way the good stuff was always rented. Late fees, overpriced licorice. Okay, maybe they weren't so hot, but they had one thing going for them. People. Actual people with expert opinions of what's good. They're the inspiration behind Show Me, Canada's new way to enjoy hand-picked collections, great movies, and exclusive TV hits you won't find on any other subscription streaming service. It's for people who want to see what's good, made by experts who've seen it all. Show Me what's good.
At Lexus of Calgary, we aim to remove all inconvenience associated with purchasing and owning a vehicle. Book a test drive online and let us handle the rest. We can bring the vehicle to your home or office for your very own personalized vehicle demonstration. You deserve Lexus of Calgary VIP service.
At Lexus of Calgary, it's about more than just the vehicle. It's about the experience. Let us wow you with our renowned complimentary VIP services. Right now, lease a 2015 IS250 all-wheel drive for $399 a month with $5,800 down. Visit lexusofcalgary.com for details.
I just got Next Issue. It's great. Next Issue gives me access to over 100 of the world's best magazines. I get titles like McLean's Time, Men's Fitness, Car and Driver, Us Weekly, Consumer Reports, Rolling Stone, Vanity Fair, Entertainment Weekly, Bon Appetit, Vogue, The New Yorker, Popular Science, Fast Company, Architectural...
Introducing Next Issue. Get unlimited access to over 100 of your favorite magazines on your tablet. Sign up at nextissue.ca and start your free trial.
Business, Forbes, Detail, Sports Illustrated, Wired...
Some conditions apply.
Time for the Bodog Line of the Day. Brought to you by Bodog at Bodog.net.
The Bodog line of the day is on the ice with Calgary at Los Angeles. Bodog has the opening odds of the game as Los Angeles -210. Calgary is falling faster than your grandma on an icy set of stairs. Falling quicker than your bank account at Christmas time. Calgary is falling faster than your boxer shorts at the Proctel.
And that's the Bodog line of the day.
Bodog.net, your trusted source for sports odds and free poker. Join Bodog today.
Hi, this is Jonathan Carroll from TravelNationCanada.com. Life is hectic enough. Don't let your travel bookings stress you out. Whether you're looking for flights, cruises, car rentals, or vacations, we have a team with over 100 years of experience to get you there. Call or visit us at...
Call 1-844-5-NATION, 1-844-5-NATION, TravelNationCanada.com. You gotta see this world.
Yep, tis the season to spend money. Barley here from Country Hills Toyota. With all this spending, is it a good time to reconsider your car payment during our year-end countdown? We can help you get into a new vehicle without you sacrificing your current budget. In the spirit of giving, from December 17th to 31st, come visit our showroom or apply online for special financing. Visit chtoyota.com to lower your payment. Your automotive family for life, Country Hills Toyota Scion.
We are with Calgary sports fans through thick and thin. Here's hoping we have more thick than thin coming our way. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Those guys in the last talking three, four games, the they're afternoon. Really on the roll.
This
so
is
like,
the big show on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Guys, in the last three, four games, they're really on a roll. So, like, trust me, we're well aware of it. So, like, but hey, they're elite players. They're world class players, and they're gonna come down flying. But at the same time, you know, we just have to play our game. Like, you know, like that. That's the way it is. Like, you don't win Stanley Cup champions without you don't win a Stanley Cup without like having great players. And those guys, you know, like they're all guys that. You know, like are playing very well, and right now they're stepping up their game like champions do.
Kerr Steinberg, The Big Show, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Not a lot of articles written this year about what's wrong with the LA Kings. Not a lot of articles written this year about slow starts or maybe, you know, they're past their prime. They are the sleeping giant. Until somebody knocks them off, until they don't make the playoffs, to me, they're the de facto number one favorite, whatever you want to call it, just because the way they have gone about their two Stanley Cups in the last three seasons, where they've come from, how they've done it, you just don't count the Los Angeles Kings out. And I don't know how it plays, Pat. You talked earlier with John Hovan. I don't think there's a lot of frustration amongst diehard Kings fans or anything like that. The regular season is the regular season. It's the 82 games before they get ready for work. And, you know, every once in a while they flex their muscles. You know, how do you want to have this conversation? Winners of three or the last four? They've only won three in their last eight. You know, you can carve it any way you want, but you still have to fear the Kings, don't you?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And the way Jonathan Quick has played this year makes them a team that can beat you on any given night, and that's any team. The Blackhawks, the Blues, the Penguins, they can beat you on any given night. And I don't think that what's happening in L.A. is really all that different than what we've seen happen in Chicago in prior years. And I just think these teams that are so used to being deep in June and deep in the season, deep in the playoffs, they kind of just naturally don't have the same type of intensity early on. They'll find it. They'll be fine. They'll be a playoff team. And they've been to three consecutive Final Fours and have won two Stanley Cups in those 3 years. The other year, they were in the Western Conference Final against the Chicago Blackhawks. So
who won?
Who did end up going on to win the Stanley Cup. Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking about the LA Kings kind of closing in on dynasty mode right now with two cups in 3 years. And, you know, you don't really see modern-day NHL dynasties, but if LA continues to do what they've done, they'll probably be as close to one as you can find. So I have no worries about LA. I think one thing you have to take into consideration, and I think this is one thing they will move to address before the trade deadline, is their blue line has been significantly altered. No Voinov, no Mitchell. There's two huge contributors to a Stanley Cup last year that are gone without being replaced. And no knock on Braden McNabb and Jamie McBain, but they're not those two players.
No, they aren't.
Robin Regier's hurt as well right now.
Yeah, and Mitchell, you knew that was a determination. He wasn't coming back. The Voinov one is the intriguing one because it's significant. I mean, where would you put him? Is he their number three or is he their number two?
Probably their number three. I think that just because Muzzin plays on the pairing with Doughty, and I think Muzzin's a really good defensive.
Yeah, I do too.
I would put Voinov as a really good number three.
I would. And at a lot of teams, he'd be a top pairing guy.
Yeah.
We're not talking about you're missing your swing guy on the back end there. This is a pretty, and they've missed him for most of the year. They haven't allowed it to become a have they? I don't think they have. I mean, it has been a distraction, but I'm not sure that it's ever kind of permeated onto the ice. You know, I don't. At least, unless I'm selective memory, I don't think they've ever said.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I mean, there's been some issues, obviously, the practicing and the fine and all of that, and the court cases. But you know, they've gone about their business. We waited for a long time for Anjay Kopitar to become Anjay Kopitar again, but guess what? Anjay Kopitar's back to being Anjay Kopitar.
First star of the week.
9 points in three games.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's okay.
Yeah.
What was interesting about them in a microcosm was kind of the way the Calgary Flames were going. Early on, the offense was coming from the kids. Early on, it was Toffoli and Pearson, and now not so much. You know, that's kind of gone away, but it, not unlike the Flames, you know, the defense kind of carried them for a while. The kids kind of carried L.A. for a while, and now everybody's got their legs going again. There's not, when this team's going, man, there's not a lot of fault with it. There just isn't.
No, and I mean, right now, they've taken Carter away from his center ice role and put him on a line with Gabrick and Kopitar. They've kind of changed things up, and a lot of people believe that at some point we might be talking about the lines and the combinations going back to what we saw in the postseason. But for now, they've got Carter playing on that top line. So talk about firepower. Anze Kopitar with Jeff Carter and Marian Gabrick on his flank. I mean, that's about as scary a top line as you're going to find in the National Hockey League. So, yeah, right now I have no worries about the Kings. I have no worries about the Blackhawks, and the Blackhawks have shown us that there's no need to be worried about them either. Some of these powerhouse teams that get off to slow starts, it's not really a big deal for me.
I got to be honest. The one, and I don't know how I can say this without it sounding like an insult. I think it's not insulting as much as it's just a more of a condemnation of where we are in life now. I worried a little bit. Worried's the wrong word. Wondered a little bit if Daryl Sutter would begin to grind on this team. Because Daryl's a no-nonsense guy. Daryl has a very distinct way of doing business. You know, he's very blunt and those types of things. We just, you know, watched the situation transpire in Ottawa with a coach that apparently wasn't as funny as he thought he was and offended players and that type of things. You know, Daryl isn't politically correct. And if there was going to be a chink in the armor for the LA Kings, I wondered if that was going to be it. But it, I get no sense of that. They just keep pushing along, doing what they do. Their numbers are off. I mean, the possession numbers are way down.
But they've been way up the last 10 games.
Right.
Coming right back to
so
what
they're
we're
swinging.
Used to.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem sometimes you have to do. You do really have to look at things incrementally, right? Because on a season-wide basis, you look at this season versus last season, you go, my God, the floor's fallen out. Well, wait a minute. No, it really hasn't. Right? Because they are swinging back in their favor.
And I think that they're going to be right there when it's all said and done. I look at the Kings with Daryl Sutter a little bit differently than maybe...
Free or online at OkotoksHonda.com.
Get McLean's on your iPad and iPhone for an enhanced interactive take on news, opinion, politics, arts, and entertainment. Access exclusive extras with the McLean's digital editions. Enjoy interactive content, compelling videos, and stunning photo galleries not available in print. And McLean's makes the perfect holiday gift. Visit McLean's.ca to subscribe today.
Once upon a time, there was a company that did not know how to find local employees. Their employees were excellent, but so exhausted from their long commutes, the employees slept more than they worked. Sadly, the company began to slow, until one day, someone woke up.
I'm awake!
And that day, the company discovered CalgaryJobShop.ca. They easily posted many jobs in minutes for one low price and found the most excellent local employees, from the loading dock to IT to the executive suite. All of their old employees found local jobs, too, through CalgaryJobShop.ca.
Yay!
So there was a happy ending for all. If your company sounds like this, and you want it to sound like this,
hooray!
Remember CalgaryJobShop.ca. More local jobs. Long name, amazing results.
Nissan, the fastest growing automotive brand in Canada, presents the Boxing Month sales event. Now including a limited time $1,000 gift.
Ta-da! Happy holidays, honey!
A new Nissan Versa Note? How can we afford this?
It was zeroed down from $80 semi-monthly.
Uh-huh.
1.9% APR for 60 months.
Really?
It's like paying $37 a week.
Just $37 a week?
Mm-hmm.
So what else did you get me?
Honey!
Hurry, event ends January 2nd. See your retailer or choose Nissan.ca.
It's the holiday season, and CBE Staff Association reminds all drivers that when a child's imagination is filled with thoughts of Christmas, everyday things like road safety rules can often be forgotten. Let's all take the time to look out for the children during this busy festive season. It just might be the best gift you can give to anyone all year. Best wishes for a safe and enjoyable holiday season from CBE Staff Association, representing approximately 4,000 support staff workers for the Calgary Board of Education.
Remember video store clerks? Usually kind of pale, artsy, glasses, seen everything ever made. Maybe a little judgy when you rented Robot Hustle 4, but it was done out of love. Yeah, experts. We kind of miss them. They're the inspiration behind Show Me, Canada's new way to enjoy hand-picked collections, great movies, and exclusive TV hits you won't find on any other subscription streaming service. It's for people who want to see what's good, made by experts who've seen it all. Show Me what's good.
After more than a century of automotive engineering, years of technical development, months of tuning and calibration, and endless hours on the track, all it takes to own the critically acclaimed 2015 Cadillac ATS is a few seconds of your time. Sign your name on the dotted line at Cadillac's Sign and Drive event and lease a 2015 ATS starting at $186 bi-weekly with zero down for 36 months. Offer ends January 2nd. Learn more at albertacadillac.com.
At SoSportsSports.
Save big during Boxing Week at Tuxedo Source for Sports. Like goal equipment at up to 50% off and selected baseball gear at up to 60% off. For over 54 years, Tuxedo delivers more than a good deal with expert advice, the proper fit, and some of the best prices and selection in Calgary. Tuxedo Source for Sports, 2520 Center Street North.
Source for Sports, we know our stuff.
The Big Show brought to you by The Comedy Cave. Laugh in 2015 at the New Year's Eve Gala. Dinner shows feature three of North America's funniest comics, just $48 per person. Get your tickets now at ComedyCave.com.
This is CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. From Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Communications. We are Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Calgary, the boys on The Big Show are talking sports right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
They're a team that rolls four lines. They're big bodies. They wear you down. But at the same time, I feel that every time that we play them, like we're in for a good game. Like last year, if my memory is correct, like we got two wins in this building. So like, but at the same time, you know, like I don't attach too much, importance to past experiences because every game is a new challenge. And but on our side, like we're starting a new segment. No need to tell you that the last segment is already in the garbage can. So, like, and that's the reason why we do this. Like, when we have a good segment, well, we build on it, we forget about it, but we move on. Now with this one, we scored 11 goals in 7 games, so there's nothing that, you know, like that we can keep. We found a way to compete in many games, but at the NHL level, you know, like winning is the only thing that really matters. So like it's a matter of, you know, stepping back. We have one road game, then we're going back home after Christmas with a great schedule in front of our fans. So like, you know, to get tonight in the bank would definitely be a huge step in the right direction.
Bob Hartley talking about taking on the Los Angeles Kings tonight. His team winless in their last 8 games, coming off a tough 3-2 overtime loss Saturday night in Vancouver. There's a couple of things that were in that clip that strike me. Success. This team has had no success. About a month ago, when the Calgary Flames were second in the Pacific Division and bumping up against Anaheim, and some moron came on the radio and said, it's okay if you want to believe in the playoffs, that dummy. At that time, I do remember, despite saying that, that I had a question. And the question was, what happens when this team struggles? What happens when this team faces adversity? Well, I'm going to pull out the F word. And here's the F word. Because right now, through eight games of adversity, this team has failed. It has failed. But here's the rub. It's okay to fail. You learn from your mistakes. We've all done that. We all know that. But when you fear failure, when you fear losing, that's when I think it snowballs. And right now, this young team with some vets is right. They are the comic book cat and mouse coming down the mountain, creating a bigger snowball as it goes. Look, just look at the body language when that first goal went in Vancouver. How many times have you ever seen that? How many times have you ever seen a team score on itself with the net empty, with the extra attacker out? How many? Pat, how many?
I've seen it on the highlights.
Have you ever seen it live?
No, never seen it live.
Sucks the life right out of you.
Oh, I bet.
Sucks the life right out of you. Look at the body language. This team is...
Well, especially knowing how things have gone of
well,
late.
Exactly. This team is afraid to fail. You have to embrace failure. We have to. We all fail. That's life. The best team in the National Hockey League last year was the LA Kings. They had some failures, but they learned from them and they overcome them. But they never feared failure. You look at the LA Kings falling down 3 games to none against San Jose. Well, what's the ultimate failure in the playoffs? Being swept. I suppose the ultimate failure in the playoffs is being up 3 games to none and then being swept and being eliminated in 7. Ask San Jose. You can't fear failure. And right now, this team is fearing failure. And that's part of the growing process. They're in a perfect position because they're not out of it. They're falling out of it. And I would dare say, with all of these niceties that I've tried to pass along here today, I'm not sure that you want to be hanging your hat on the fact that you're going to turn it around 2-3 against Edmonton after Christmas. Because, Pat, and I've heard you all afternoon making reference to other historical touchstones, other times in recent history where things have been, or do you remember last year after Christmas?
I don't know if I'll ever be able to forget last year.
So, I mean, you better be able to rally, and you got to rally tonight. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Big Show. I'm Rob Kerr. He is Pat Steinberg. We are live. Now, did I hear you say this correctly? This is the last time that we are going to be here at Shanks Crowfoot Terrace in the Northwest this season?
At least for...
regular season?
At least for work purposes, yes.
Well, okay, that was given. We move to the south as of the 10th of January, is that
That's
correct?
The next road game for the Flames after tonight.
Wow, it's a long time away, yeah. Isn't it? That's a couple weekends from now. Invite you to come down and watch the game with Pat tonight because it's a late one. It is a late one. But based on traffic this morning, Pat, I would suggest to you there are a lot of people who wouldn't mind coming out and spending the time tonight. I'm not sure that we're all engaged in work today. There might be some extra people coming tonight just to enjoy a holiday game. On Calgary's biggest event screens, why wouldn't you?
And there's two of Calgary's biggest event screens here. So you have
there's
all kinds
plenty
of options
of,
here.
Plenty of room. Plenty of room. So Calgary taking on, by the way, do you know the most famous goal, own goal, net empty to most famous NHL goal that way, scored that way? Do you remember what that was? Give me the exact date. I need the exact date.
I won't be able to.
Come on now. Of course you would.
Give me the exact date, and I'll see if I can guess
November
what it was.
November 28th, 1979.
Yeah, then no.
No? You can't?
No.
Billy Smith becomes the first National Hockey League goaltender to score a goal. Rob Ramage, who would later go on to star with the Calgary Flames, then a member of the Colorado Rockies, went to play it back to the defense, who wasn't there. It sailed all the way down the ice. The Rockies had their... And I'm just... You know, for the sake of this conversation, and I don't actually believe it's accurate, but for the sake of this conversation, let's just say they had pulled Hardy Astrom, because I love Hardy Astrom. Who doesn't love a good Hardy Astrom story? Anyway, net was empty, and Billy Smith was credited with the goal. I have seen this happen once with my own eyes at the junior A level, and I said it before, Pat, it sucks the life right out of you. If you hadn't lost 7 games in a row, if you would, I don't know, 5-5 in your last 10, 6-4 in your last 10, you know what? Saturday becomes somewhat of an achievement because, you, as Jim Playfair often said, if you battle back and get that extra point, you can live with it. If you give up the tying goal and lose
then
it over time,
it,
yeah, that ain't good. You could have made something out of that. But the fact is, moral victories right now don't count for this team. The fact that they got a single point doesn't count. They just got to stop fearing failure. And I'll give them credit for this. That goal, why did that overtime goal happen? Because the Calgary Flames did what the Calgary Flames do. They played balls to the walls, and they went for it, and they got caught. And I'll take it. Because 4 guys hanging below the blue line trying to suffocate the Vancouver Canucks in overtime just because you want to get it to a shootout or something like that, I'm not sure that's good for the identity.
Well, it was kind of interesting because right before, like about 10 seconds before the overtime goal went in, or 28 seconds before, Brody and Giordano were just kind of ragging the puck and getting booed by the fans in Vancouver, remember?
Oh, before
they went to overtime,
which
I thought was kind of interesting that then, you know, they win the opening faceoff and go right on it, and they're right on the attack, and the next thing you know, they get caught, and it's in the back of their net. I just thought it was a pretty interesting juxtaposition to end regulation and start overtime, but I think that... The fact that goal went in and they only found themselves down 2-0, that thing looked like it was going to get a whole lot worse.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Than it actually
did. Absolutely
did. The fact that it ended up being 2-2 at any point is actually still pretty surprising to me because I thought we were going to be talking, you and I, here today about a pretty disgraceful performance of a 5-1 or 6-0 loss or something like that.
Which I think speaks to where Vancouver's at right now.
You know, I agree.
Vancouver got the win, and they'll take the win, and they'll just quietly go about their business. But there is an element of, you know, Vancouver almost not wanting to fail.
And they were tight the same way the Flames were.
You know, and what was, to me, was maybe a hope, maybe a sign, the tying goal. Because the tying goal came after a really good shift. Vancouver should have had that puck out a couple of times. Calgary showed good puck pursuit, stayed on the puck along the wall. Johnny Gaudreau, Yuri Hudler. When they needed it, they got it. What they couldn't get was that go-ahead goal. They could just never get that go-ahead goal. In the 8 games that the Calgary Flames have played going 0-7-1, they have led all of 11 minutes and 2 seconds. Pretty tough to win hockey games when you don't have the lead. Pretty tough to win hockey games when you're always coming back. And with all due respect to our good friends on the broadcast team, the find-a-way Flames stuff has kind of got to go by the wayside. This team needs to find a way to get a lead and hold it.
Well, yeah, if they're able to do that, then we can bring back find-a-way Flames. Because right now they haven't been able to do. They have allowed the first goal in 6 of these 8 games. They have trailed after 40 minutes in 5 of these 8 games. 18 times this year, more than 50% of the time, the Flames have trailed going into the third period. No team has done that more in the NHL this year.
Not
than
the Edmonton Oilers.
Nope.
Not
Arizona
the Carolina
Coyotes, Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah.
And I think that when you see what's going on right now,
yep,
and you hear that stat, 18 times they've been behind going into the third, it really maybe starts to highlight how fortunate they were to win some of those games in the first 27.
Well, it was a great story, right? It was what everybody was talking about. Every time you turned on the TV in the third period, they had to show you a graphic of how the Calgary Flames, and at one point the Montreal Canadiens, were leading the National Hockey League in third period goals. And then it became how the Calgary Flames are leading everybody. But what they failed to show you is where the Flames were in the first period, which was terrible,
mm-hmm,
right, to your point. And at that point, it's a great story. Now it's come back to bite them in the butt. I don't even want to talk about playoffs or anything like that. I just want to talk about getting out of this, because you have to get out of this. Right now, this is what you need to get out of. You got to find something positive. Almost play a mistake-free game. And the problem, as I said to you last week, and I truly believe this, the problem with making mistakes is they're tough to –